Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, June 16th. It is 5:31. Thank you guys so much for being here.
You doing good over there?
My microphone... I'm in a new studio. I'm in the main studio with you, Steph.
Yes.
And with our new show member, Julian.
What's going on?
What's happening, Julian? How are you this morning?
I'm feeling good.
I'm so excited you're here. We are so happy to have you become a part of this show. We have been looking for someone to join the show for... Gosh, Steph, how long has it been?
It's been a long time. A few months.
Yeah, and you're finally here. I'm so happy. How are you feeling this morning?
You know, I shared with you, I think last week, I feel like I'm in a dream state.
Aww.
Because we've been chatting, like, transparently, we've been chatting for months.
Yeah.
I think, like, 6 months, and for it to come into fruition is just... I'm like, is this really happening? So this is really cool. And I'm just blessed to be here. And thank y'all.
Well, we are so happy to have you. You are just like such positive energy. Mm-hmm. We're so excited for our listeners to get to know you. But I mean, you literally picked up all your stuff. And I don't want to say you moved across the country, but you moved over like a quarter of the country and from Seattle. Mm-hmm. So how was the move? Like, how are you feeling? How was it? Are you all organized? I like have so many questions.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, I didn't pick up anything. I got some movers. They did that.
Thank goodness.
Thank God for movers, right?
Right. It was cool. It was, a little chaotic, but I mean, things are going to happen when you move. I think mainly, and I'm sure we can talk about it later, but it's that road trip. I've done a lot of road trips in my life, but this was about 18 to 20 hours, and it was very like a barren drive. You know, like for me, I like to see things to my left and right. You know what I mean? And for me, it was like a lot of one-lane roads.
Yeah. The roads through northern Nevada are so boring.
Oh my God. So is that where you came from? Like, which way did you take from Seattle? Did you go east and then south, or did you go south and then east?
Oh my gosh, you're giving me directions.
I'm sorry. Is that too much to ask for?
All I remember is we drove through Twin Falls, drove through Boise. So whatever that way is, I got to look at my computer for the rest. But
he's like, ways.
There's so much I want to tell you, but my friend is all about shortcuts. And I am not a shortcut type of guy, especially in a dangerous situation. And that's a road trip. He wanted to take shortcuts and he talked me into it. I'm still upset about it.
Oh, no. Did you lose a friendship over the drive?
No, I'm just not about taking shortcuts in, like, what I feel like risky situations. You know what I mean? I'm kind of, like, risk averse when it comes to stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh. And I can't wait to hear more about it. We'll definitely have to dive into that later on this morning. Steph, how are you doing this morning?
I'm so good. It was a nice weekend. And honestly, it was just so chill. The past few weekends have been kind of crazy with all the concerts that I've been going to, yeah. Right? And so now I'm just like, it was a nice time to breathe, and the weekend kind of went by quick for me. What about you?
Same. It was, it was a weird weekend. Like, yesterday was Father's Day, and I had this amazing day, like, planned out for Matt, and it just fell flat. The entire family no. ended up in a fight. We're not talking to each other. Matt and I are talking to each other, but me and it was the worst Father's Day I'm convinced that he has ever had in his life. And I feel so bad. Like, I feel like I need to do a redo on it. It was just horrible.
How did everything start? Where did it stem from?
Pickleball.
Oh, somebody won?
We got some poor sports that play in my family, and I can be one of them sometimes, but yesterday, I don't think it was me. Anyway, yeah, I'll tell you guys how I ruined my poor husband's Father's
Day. I mean, pickleball is a serious sport, guys.
You play pickleball, Julian. Are you super competitive?
So I used to be a competitive tennis player in high school, and then I got into this business called radio, and everything just kind of went downwards, and I always say pickleball is for some, well, for me, pickleball was the next best sport I could play because I didn't really make it in tennis.
Yes.
That's just me.
It's like the B team for tennis, right?
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, we've got so much to get to this morning, you guys. We have more of those tickets for you to check out that New Kids on the Block residency. They are coming to town, starting that up over at Dolby Live at Park MGM. We've got your tickets for that. More Shakira tickets on the way. And of course, Beat Mercedes, 7 o'clock, your $275 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers. So let's start the show. If you want to welcome Julian to the show, we'd love to hear from you. Call or text us 702-364-9400 and use that number right now for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Come and Ride It by Quad City DJs? Want to hear Santa Monica by Everclear? We can live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die. Or do you want to hear There You Go by Pink? There you go, talk about your business, so that you love me, so I let you go. There you go, cause your life's not over. Those are your choices. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on Facebook or text or call us 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now to reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We have a new show member. It is Julian.
Yay.
And you know that rule, if you haven't used it in a year, you should toss it. And someone on this show completely ignored that when he moved to Vegas. I'm talking boxes of stuff that you didn't even know that you still own. So do you want to tell everyone what you found while packing here?
You don't realize what you are. What you have, or you know, the things that you collect over time until you actually like get into like a move or something like that.
I think you're like that microphone just Hold is on, like cracking. Here, talk on my mic.
You hear that?
Yeah, that was. I thought that was my headphones for a second.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I thought I was. Anyway, yeah. So like when I started unpacking all this stuff, I'm starting to find things that I never knew that I had. You know, aside from like keeping all sorts of like sweatpants and sweatshirts, which I know I'm never going to wear here, I'm finding like origami paper. And if you know me at all, which you don't, I don't even know why I would have that. And then I'm finding like ties. I don't even wear ties. I can't even tell you the last time I wore a tie. I'm finding clothes 1 to 2 sizes too small.
You said that you're not going to wear sweatpants and hoodies, which is a lie, because in the wintertime, Julian, I'm telling you now, it gets so cold here. So all of those things that you're hoarding for those reasons, I would say that's okay.
But here's the problem. These clothes are from 10 to 13 years ago.
Then they're vintage and now they're back in style. So that you should keep those for sure. I don't think that's hoarding. I think that's called preparing for your future.
Vintage. But he doesn't wear them anymore, Mercedes. No, that's the thing.
I'm talking about like 15 totes of stuff.
But then, okay, so now you can go shopping in your own closet. You forgot you had it. Be like, look at this. Like, seriously. You're sitting on a gold mine here.
This is vintage. Sure.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, June 16th at 6:01. Thank you guys so much for being here as we kick off the work week. And today's the day. We're officially a trio here. Steph and I are so excited to welcome Julian to the show. This is his very first official day with us. And I've already got to say it. I feel like this is a good fit. I'm really excited that you're here with us on the show now, Julian.
You don't have a choice.
How has everything been for you? You made the move from Seattle. How are you doing so far?
Things are good. I would say some of the things I expected, some things not. Like now the heat, I kind of knew what was coming with that. Someone correlated it to expect you're stepping into like a hot oven or like a sauna. And that's exactly what it was. But honestly, I dig it. You know, I've been in hot weather like this before. But a couple things I noticed is the gentleman that helped me put up my TV over the weekend, he said, expect to get bloody noses.
Do you think that's true?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It definitely gets dry here. And so maybe that is something you need to be aware of. Get the, well, not to sound all ditty or anything, but get the baby oil ready. Put a little bit up your nose.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you put a little baby oil up your nose, it keeps it like hydrated. I've noticed.
I've never heard the baby oil.
On a Q-tip. On a Q-tip.
People have done like the Flonase. Like I would make sure just anything that makes you moist. I've never heard the baby oil.
I've never heard that
before. My mom used to do that to us all the time. She'd put baby oil on a Q-tip and then just kind of circle in our nose with it and we would not get bloody noses.
Okay. and I'll share with you. I saw my first roach.
You saw your first, not your last.
He went into my garage, and I don't know about you. It's not like I was scared, but I started talking to it. Like, it's going to actually, like, listen to me. I'm like, get out!
Oh, sorry, man.
Yeah, it did. It disappeared. So it's somewhere in my garage, and I'm, like, super cognizant of it. I'm very nervous.
How are you unpacking? What's the status on all your boxes and stuff?
It's the worst.
Is it?
Oh, it's everywhere. Yeah, it's everywhere. But I can now actually make my way and navigate around stuff. Maybe 2 days ago, I couldn't walk anywhere. Like, literally. Could not walk anywhere. So I'll be having like a garage sale.
Oh, a garage sale.
Oh my gosh. We can go to Julian's garage sale stuff.
Origami paper. I got ties. I got suits that are size 36, size 28 pants.
I don't know if I'm going to go to a garage sale in this summer heat, though. That's the thing.
That's true. Are you going to have refreshments or anything for us at your garage sale? Lemonade stand?
Sure.
We do an official Mix 94.1 Julian's garage sale. And then when it shows up, it's just me and Mercedes.
I know. It's just going to be us looking for our free cookies and lemonade. So yeah, well, we are so excited for you joining the show, Julian. It really is. This is an exciting time.
Yes.
And thank you guys for all the nice texts and just welcoming Julian this morning, and keep them coming. We love to hear from you. You know, you can always reach out. We are here and we've got a lot going on in the show this morning. 7:30, we've got more New Kids on the Block tickets for you to check out their residency over at Park MGM, and you'll be qualified for that grand prize where you could actually sit on stage with them on barstool seats and then do a meet and greet. So cool. Shakira tickets, 8:20 this morning with Heads Up. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. I already forgot. I don't have my notes. Taylor Swift is trending this morning. Wait until you see what she did over the weekend. That just proves she is a superstar. It's all coming up next in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics. Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. I don't know about you, but I think she is the coolest person ever. So she made a surprise visit to Joe DiMaggio's Children's Hospital in Florida on Friday, just one day after she went to the Stanley Cup Final with Travis Kelce. And she spent a lot of time with with the patients, and she was taking photos with them, and it just was so cool to see the interaction she had with those patients. Did you guys see the videos of that?
Yeah, 110%. I saw it a couple days ago, and say what you will about Taylor, because I read all the comments, we all do, right, on socials, people criticizing her for whatever reason, and you can't fault her for being the most incredible human ever, because she doesn't have to do this.
No.
She doesn't have to do any of this, and that's what I don't get when I hear like people bash her for the most ridiculous reasons, because she doesn't have to do this. And do you notice? What I noticed that in those videos, when she made the visit to see all those kids and the parents, she introduces herself to everyone. Hi, I'm Taylor. That is like...
I made that comment to my husband. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's hilarious because like we all know who you are. she still doesn't like a regular person,
and
you know?
It just shows the character that she is by introducing herself. Maybe she is the famous, most famous person on the planet, but for her to do that shows so much about her and the love that she has for people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The hospital's chief of surgery said that she's one of the kindest human beings that they've ever had the privilege of meeting, and just thanked her for doing that. And she the funny thing is she showed up by herself. Like, she didn't have her posse with her. She was by herself. No cameras. The cameras were from the patients and the patient's parents. Like, Aww. Oh my God, I can't believe that Taylor Swift is visiting my child. So it was really cool. And a lot of people are on Taylor Ringwatch right now because they're saying it's been 2 years since she started dating Travis. And that there's got to be some sort of an engagement coming soon. What do you guys think?
I mean, everyone has their own timeline. I would expect it to be sooner than later. I would think she'd want something like that, I don't know, in the next year. And that's just me forecasting. Taking a guess.
Well, we were talking about it last week that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce might have already
gotten married.
Or you think engaged or married?
I'm engaged, but I know where you're going with it. Go ahead.
Yes, because there was an envelope where they were invited to a wedding, and on the envelope said Taylor and Travis Kelce, not Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, as if they were already married. So do we think that she's already married, or is she just engaged? I don't know.
I kind of feel like they are at the very least engaged, but who knows? I mean, I think this is one of those celebrity couples that I am like so rooting for. Like, mm-hmm. I'm literally living vicariously through them because it's so exciting.
Right. I'm already thinking ahead. What would we wear to their wedding, guys?
Oh, gosh. I know. You know we're going to get an invite, right?
Yeah, we're all red.
That's what's trending. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Steph is here. Our new show member Julian is here. Guys, I don't know if I ruined Father's Day, but I definitely feel like I got cast as the villain in a holiday I did not sign up for.
Oh no, what happened?
So yesterday I had planned the whole day out for Matt. I had planned it. Wake up. We're going to go play pickleball as a family. Mm. We're going to go grab breakfast. We're going to go home, watch the F1 race. We'll take a nap. We'll go out to dinner. Like, I had it all planned out. In my head, it was going to be just like a really good day. And so we get to pickleball. And my husband said this at night, last night. He goes, I think it's clear we can never play pickleball as a family again.
No, is that what really started it all?
It started it out. We were playing, and I just started to feel this familiar vibe. Like, no one actually wants to be on my team. Like, we get there, and Brooklyn immediately goes, I want to be with Dad. And Sophie kind of looks at me and goes, okay. And I was just like, like, okay, I know I'm the mom, but I have feelings.
Yeah.
I'm a human being. And I was kind of like... okay, like, cool. And maybe she just wanted to because it's Father's Day. She wanted, you know, whatever. And then I noticed whenever one of my daughters played on my team, it's almost like they just were just like hitting the ball out on purpose, like these long shots. And I'm like, are we trying to like throw the game so we could be done playing on my team? Like, I'm not horrible. Matt's better than me, but I'm not horrible.
Is it really that competitive between your family?
Yes.
Like, is it that serious?
It is. I don't know
why. It's pickleball, though. It's recreational. It's fun.
Thank you. Thank you for understanding, because that's what I'm there for. Like, just to have fun. But they take it so... like, we're talking the overhead slam hits right at me, and I'm just like, ugh. So I made a comment to my daughter. She goes, what's wrong? And I was like, do you really want to play with me, or do you just want to like throw this so you can go on someone else's team? And then she got mad when I said that. So maybe it wasn't my finest hour. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I should have just kept my mouth shut. Things just escalated during the day. We get home. There's a blanket on the couch. They're both fighting over it. I took my blanket and I said, here, just take it and then I'll go upstairs. They got mad at me for going upstairs. It just snowballed to the point where we canceled dinner. We ordered pizza. We ate pizza at the table in silence. I asked Matt, I'm like, are you okay? He goes, it's fine. And my daughter texted me that I ruined Father's Day.
Wait, that you ruined Father's Day in particular?
I need to get the exact wording. Hold on.
Yeah, because we don't want to mix anyone's
She
wording.
Said, don't ruin today for Dad. That's what she wrote.
So she knew going into this, kind of like, Mom, warning, this is Dad's day. Don't ruin it.
And so we all ended up like in a fight, bickering. Poor Matt had to play mediator on Father's Day. I owe him a do-over. But do you guys think I ruined it?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, just knowing you and, you know, knowing, you know, from what I from you know, your family a little bit, I think it's about intent. And I don't think your intent was to ruin anything, right? So I would say no. And I'm not saying this because I work with you and, you know, I'm biased, et cetera. That's just how I honestly feel. Just
I like it. I like when you're biased, though, with me.
Yeah, okay, right. But yeah, no, so it's not like you went in saying, I'm going to ruin someone's day.
Yeah.
I think it's all like circumstantial. It's like situational. Now, I will say, was it Sophie or was it, I think you said, when you were playing pickleball, you did say, are you trying to ruin,
like, that was to Brooklyn.
To Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And is Brooklyn is a little bit more competitive than Sophie, am
yeah,
I right?
Yeah, she's a little feisty.
Yeah.
I can imagine, and again, I don't know, but me taking a guess that she might have taken it as a little bit confrontational. And you know how people are like, people react to the energy you give to them, you know what I mean? So
yes.
I always say, like, the energy you want, you know, the energy you give to me is the energy I'm going to give back. Now, again, I'm not saying you gave bad energy, but some people, because I've been in the situation where I might come off maybe, I call it being real, but some people might call it confrontational. You see what I'm saying? That could have been that situation.
I'll admit, I was a little sarcastic when I said it. I was like, if you just want to throw this game because you don't want to play with me.
I will say, though, from knowing you and your family, you guys are not only competitive at pickleball, but you guys are competitive at Uno.
Yes, Uno always gets a fight.
Another one?
Jeez.
Monopoly?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Monopoly, like the games that you guys will play. Someone will start crying.
Someone will start crying. And have you guys seen that Real Housewives where she turns over the table? We've done that with the board before.
Oh my God.
You guys are, it's not over money, it's just, you're just playing the game?
It's, you bought my property. I worked so hard to get that. Like, don't build a hotel. I can't afford it. It's a mess.
Oh my God.
We cannot play games as a family. We're too competitive.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to do like a redo Father's Day this weekend? Maybe just you and Matt, because it sounds like when the girls get involved, there's some tension.
Yeah, and I'm scared because they're both here for the summer and they're not, like, we're going to fight continuously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How does he feel? Like, at the end of the day, how does Matt feel? Is he cool with it or?
No, last night he was playing like mediator and he was trying so hard to like get us to, you know, talk again. And it was just, I just felt really bad for him. It was really not a good day for him.
Aww.
You know what? Just get him some Jordans. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Just get him some Jays.
Yes,
it'll be
exactly.
Fine.
Exactly. Yeah, the shoes will always help it. All right, coming up, we've got the hot three in just a couple of minutes. A juror was dismissed in Diddy's trial as prosecutors are trying to wrap up their case. Also, do you do this to your eggs? Some people think it's gross. Others swear by it. And now it's trying to be normalized. We'll talk about what that is. And a scientist settles the over-under toilet paper debate once and for all. Are you team over or team under? We'll talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
The sex trafficking trial of Sean Diddy Combs heads into its 7th week, and there has been a slight jury change. The judge overseeing the case dismissed one juror on Friday after he gave inconsistent answers about where he lived. I'm not sure why this came up, but the defense lawyers objected to it, saying that it was going to make the jury less diverse. But yeah, so I guess they had an alternate step in on that. Now, Friday's testimony included a former assistant for Combs who described what he called king nights at hotels. I don't know what that is. I don't think I want to know. And then a special agent who gave testimony about the amount of baby oil found at his LA home. Prosecutors reportedly could rest their case this week.
I think that's pretty much the caveat I take from this case is because I started, you know, I'd follow it for the first couple weeks and now it's just kind of like, it's so much information, but baby oil, assistants, Cassie, of course, and then the male escorts.
Yeah, there's just, there's a lot to comprehend in this. And if I'm a, I think the jurors are going to walk away from this like with some major PTSD after. Yeah.
I would be so overwhelmed if I was one of those jurors. I just can't imagine being in the courtroom. There's this, didn't the judge tell Diddy that if you keep looking at the jurors, we're going to dismiss you from the courtroom. Remember
that?
Yeah,
because he was giving them like looks and they said to stop. But I would be the worst juror ever because I'm already biased. Like once I saw that video, I was like, done, guilty. Yeah. Like all the other stuff is nonsense to me. I don't even care.
Definitely difficult. Back to what you were saying. Apparently only New York residents can serve as Manhattan federal court jurors. And I think this gentleman was moving to New York, but he's originally from New Jersey. So
okay,
I think that's
so
the...
that's where it got kind of tricky got there. It. Also this morning, do you put ketchup on eggs? And if so, are you sick of people making fun of you for doing that? Well, now Heinz is stepping in and they're saying, hey, it's okay to do this. And they're doing this with this new ad campaign where they say it's perfectly acceptable to put ketchup on your eggs. They partnered with 100 Waffle Houses around the country, and they changed the labels on the bottles of ketchup to say breakfast ketchup.
Oh.
Now, there's nothing different about the ketchup inside. It's all exactly the same, just the label is different.
I think they're smart, A, but also B, I think it's just honestly kind of dumb. Because just like you said, they're just relabeling ketchup, calling it breakfast ketchup. I never knew that it was such a... Like, I never knew it was such an anomaly. Is it that weird to put ketchup on your eggs?
I personally think it's disgusting.
Okay.
But I will never knock someone for liking what they like.
You just offended me, Mercedes.
I'm sorry. I when I see it, I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh.
But have you tried it?
I have... Accidentally. Like it. Yeah, because I put ketchup on my plate for my potatoes.
Okay.
And then the eggs touched it, and I was like, oh, I'll just eat it anyway. I was like, ugh. I did not like it.
Maybe you put too much. Maybe it wasn't the right amount of balance of ketchup with eggs, but with ketchup, with eggs, I have to have ketchup, and I have to have Cholula. You mix it real good. Please, just try it one time for me.
No. But I love you for loving it that much. I love you for loving it. Do you put ketchup on your eggs?
It's not my number one thing, but if it touches my eggs, it's okay with it. That's why when I read the piece on it, I'm like, is this that odd of a thing? But you know what it is? At the end of the day, this is smart from Heinz because it's another
the
way
marketing.
For them.
Yeah, right. And people are going to be like, I think more people are going to try it because they're going to see on their table at Waffle House, breakfast ketchup. Oh, let's give it a shot.
You can be at Smith's, you're going to be at Aldi and be like, I need my breakfast ketchup. When it's just, guys, it's just ketchup.
Regular ketchup. That's like what my mom used to, we'd get like, a box of Frosted Flakes and then we'd eat the whole thing and then she'd buy the generic version of Frosted Flakes like, you know, Frosted Flakos and she'd put the Frosted Flakos in the Frosted Flakes box.
Oh, that's
smart. So we thought we were still eating Frosted Flakes. We had no idea.
Mom is a genius.
It's pretty smart.
Finally this morning, since the roll of toilet paper was invented more than 150 years ago, people have been arguing about the right way to put it on the holder. And now the professor of clinical microbiology, they are a professor of clinical microbiology, they're settling the debate about whether under or over is better. So according to the scientist, the under position is much safer and more effective.
What? That is news to me.
Are you over?
I'm an over. I've always been an over for the toilet paper.
I'm an over also. What are you, Julian?
Okay, you're talking about pulling the toilet paper from the top or the bottom, correct?
Yeah, so does it go over the roll or does it come under the roll?
Okay, so since I'm a toilet paper specialist,
no, that is new.
It would definitely be up top because it has because from my experience, every time it's under, it breaks. It literally breaks apart. So from the top, it has more strength. Does that make sense?
I see that. I see like it's more consistent. You're not pulling from under. Well, they say that under's the way to go. And this is the whole reasoning. The under position is safer and more effective because the over method requires a second hand to touch the roll, raising the risk of contaminating
it. Stop. So okay. Wait, can you describe this visually for me, please? The toilet paper underneath. It's going...
It's coming from under, so there's less of the chance of contamination, whereas if it's over and hanging over...
All of that stuff?
Yes.
But the way that I actually take it off the toilet paper, I'm rolling everything that was facing outside inside, so whatever touches my body is not contaminated. Does that make sense?
But do you worry, like, in a public setting when you're using that toilet paper roll, like, who touched it?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
It's so funny you say this. I was at Walmart the other day over the weekend, and I had to use the bathroom. And again, it's going to be over the top. Okay, number one, no one's getting contaminated, guys. It's not happening. This is like, it's just an impossibility to me. So for me, it's about why use two hands? Just use one hand over the top. You're good.
I am all for over the top, but at the same time, I mean, and like the fact that we're debating this seriously is just
but it's a very real issue.
Oh, I get so mad when guests come over and they change my toilet paper from over to under. I'm like, this is my house. The toilet paper, it goes over.
My house, my rules.
Yes.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
Hey, Mark, you are caller 20.
Yay! All right.
Are you ready to play Beat Mercedes?
I'm ready.
A $275 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers up for grabs. You just got to guess the song faster than I can. Artist and title. I'm going to slip out of the studio here and give you your shot. Good luck, Mark. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, let's do it.
All right, bye, Mercedes. All right, she leaves the studio, and she goes in somewhere where she can't hear a thing. All right, Mark, this is how Beat Mercedes works. You're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you're going to shout out, got it. You stop the clock. Within 5 seconds you say got it, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do this. The next sound that you hear is the song. And that song starts now.
Got it.
What you got? Go ahead,
got
Mark.
It.
Go ahead, Mark. What you got?
I think it's Blink 182.
Give it a guess.
Oh, I can't think of the title.
Oh, no. We got to bring Mercedes in, okay, Mark?
Okay.
All right. Merch, come in. Mark, what are you up to this morning?
Just getting ready to make breakfast.
Oh, nice. What's for breakfast?
Eggs and hash browns.
Do you put ketchup on your eggs?
I used to on scrambled.
It's the only way.
Back when I was a kid, but I make them over easy now.
Oh, okay. He doesn't put ketchup on his eggs, Mercedes.
Oh, he just said he has them over easy. You can't put ketchup on over easy eggs.
You definitely could. Oh, anything is possible.
I'm with you, Mark, on that one.
That's gross. Only scrambled eggs.
Yeah, that's I agree. If you're going to do it, it's got to be scrambled eggs. But other than that, ugh.
All right, whatever. All right, the next sound that you hear, Mercedes, is the song. And that song starts now.
Oh gosh, I know it. Got it.
Go ahead.
Sum 41. Is it Fat Lip?
What's your final answer?
I think that's it, I guess. I think that's the name of the song.
You said Fat Lip by Sum 41?
I think.
Okay.
That's all I got. I might be wrong.
For you, Mercedes, you stopped the clock pretty late.
Yeah.
7.4 seconds. And you are correct.
Wow.
Fat Lip by Sum 41. Now, Mark, he stopped the clock at 18.7 seconds, and he thought it was Blink 182.
That was a hard one.
Yeah.
I get confused on this because, like, I don't remember them saying Fat Lip very much in this song.
I don't know if they ever say Fat Lip in the song.
That's why I'm like, oh, what is the name of it?
Good point.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. That was a tough one, but I still agree with you about no ketchup on over easy egg. There you go. Another win, which means tomorrow morning, a $300 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Right now, though, here you go. It's Sum 41 Fat Lip, and it's Mix 94.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Julian is officially here. Yeah. First day on the show.
Yo, what's up, everyone?
We've been so excited for this, and now it's real, and we're so happy that you're here. And I know you're getting settled, and something happened to you on the way out here. You drove from Seattle to Las Vegas, mm-hmm. and you didn't do this drive alone, right? You went with a friend?
Yeah, I did with my friend Lane. He actually lives here in Vegas, and you know, thankfully he came with me. But, you know, when you spend 20 hours in a car, I've never done this with anyone, you really start to learn about someone and you really go through some stuff. I don't know. I mean, depends. Some big, some small. To me, it was all big.
What? Like, was it getting on each other's nerves? Or was it just like little, that being in that confined of an area for so long can start to kind of grate on you? What is it?
I would say, I think at Twin Falls, we stopped over at Twin Falls. I'm like, yo, dude, Lane, I'm tired. I'm not tired physically. I'm tired mentally from driving just this barren path, right? And he's like, you're fine. He's telling me how to, you know what I love? The fact that he's telling me how to feel. Dude, you're fine. Keep going. Keep going. One shot. Let's do this in one shot. So part of me is like, okay, I can do this. I don't want to like disappoint someone. But the other part of me is like, no, I can't do this. But he's like, He's like rizzing me up. This guy's rizzing me up to drive 20 hours straight. And at the end of the day, I just did it. And then, you know.
Wait, you guys, you didn't break? You didn't stop somewhere and rest?
We braked a couple times. We got lunch. I got gas. But it wasn't anything major, to be honest with you.
Did he drive at all?
No.
Or it was only you? You guys didn't switch off?
Yeah, what's he there for? Moral support?
Okay, I will say this. I didn't want him to drive. I didn't trust him. I just wanted him to be there for just what you said, Steph, moral support. I know you laugh, but I have this weird...
You don't trust him to drive your car, or no. You just don't trust him in general?
Well, both.
But, poor guy.
But it's something in my nature. I just don't... I just want someone there, but I don't want someone driving my car, because if the worst happens, God forbid, then I'm responsible at the end of the day. So, you know, he offered to drive, so I'm not saying he didn't. He would definitely... played a good factor in it. But, you know, there was one point where I hit something really, really hard. This black thing flew across the front of the car. I thought it was like a bear or a deer or something. Ended up being half of a tire.
It wasn't your tire, though, right?
A
it was
bear or half of a tire?
It was so fast. And let me just read this to you. He sent to me, because I asked him, Lane, give me the directions, because I'm so bad at directions, the way we went. He sends to me last night the AI version, okay? We left the gray skies of Seattle and headed east of the Cascades, cutting across into Idaho, Boise, came and went, a quick pass through, then it went on to Twin Falls, where the landscape really starts to open up. Fewer cars, more sky. From there, we dropped south into Nevada, rolling through Wells, and then Eli? Old mining towns with real Wild West DNA still in the air. Now, this is the caveat. Now, here's where we got clever. No, Lane, this is where you got clever. Instead of sticking to US 93 all the way down, we veered off onto Route 6. Okay, stop right there. That's his shortcut.
See, I don't know any of the roads
Same.
That come in here.
You said the 93 to the what?
To the 6?
To the 6? I've never heard of these highways in my life.
Exactly.
93, I know.
You
93
do?
Comes down. It's 93-95.
Oh, yeah. Does it turn into 95? Or is it kind
it's
of the similar?
Like 90, yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, that one I've heard of. 6 is like, what?
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
So Route 6 apparently is the shortcut. And for someone listening that's familiar with this, maybe you can chime in on it. But I don't like taking shortcuts in anything, and especially when you're in the middle of nowhere, like literally in the middle of nowhere. And now we go to Route 6 and it's one lane forever. It's supposed to save us at least an hour. And truth be told, I asked him after we got off 6 and back on 93. I'm like, Lane, did that save us at least an hour? He goes, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, Lane. You would think that with his name, Lane, that he would actually be a help.
That he would know what he's doing.
Oh, so he was just there? He just said, all right, here's the directions, and then...
No, he was super helpful. I just think that, you know, he was trying to be cognizant of time. For me, call it what you will. I just like playing it safe, especially when, like, you're driving that far. Just take the major roads. Take the big numbers on the highway. Just follow that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a road trip that made you say, never again? We will never do this again. 702-364-9400. Whether it was the company that you were keeping, the route you take, the destination you went to. When did you say, never again to a road trip? The only road trips I took were like as a kid. I am all about, like, if I can fly there and it's not like going to kill me financially, I'm going to do it. I would have flown that in a second. But the one was, we went to see Four Corners, where it's New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah. They all touch.
Yeah.
And that's like a monument. And that was like the longest road trip to get there. We get there. We stay there for 10 minutes. Ooh, I'm in all four states. Like, ooh.
Did you like spread out like an angel?
Yeah, we took pictures and all. We're in four states. Okay, let's go. Come to find out, like, years later, that their like mapping was a little off on that.
Oh.
So we were probably standing in like New Mexico the whole time, and we thought we were in all four states.
That's the worst.
How many hours of a drive was that?
Oh gosh, I want to say it was 10 to 12 hours. It was so not worth it. It was so not worth
it. And for you not doing a lot of road trips, I bet 10 to 12 felt like 20, right?
Yeah, it feels like I'm driving with two lanes, you know? It's not fun. We're getting some texts here. This one is from Christina. She says, we were on a road trip to Zion, and my boyfriend said he didn't need GPS because he felt the direction in his bones.
Okay, Sacagawea. Oh.
She says, we ended up at St. George at Panda Express. Oh. That was closed. It's mixed. 94.1.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Melissa, you are caller 20. Ready to try the Mega Minute?
I am.
Let's do this. We have 60 seconds for you to answer 10 questions. Get them all correct in that time, and you will win tickets to see New Kids on the Block. Are you ready to go?
I am. That was my first concert.
Oh, let's make this happen. This will be huge. I love a full circle moment for sure.
All right, Melissa, let's do this. If you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute.
All right.
It starts now.
What mint flavored candies are known as the Fresh Maker?
Tic Tac.
No. In what 1997 biopic did Jennifer Lopez star where she plays a singer who's
there we go. Nope, that's going to disqualify
that's
you.
That's automatic disqualification.
Oh, darn it.
You drop the F-bomb and that means we have to censor you, and that means we don't have our ability to go to the phones anymore. Yeah. And so that means... sorry, you did not win the Mega Minute.
Oh, man.
That is a bummer. Yeah. I mean, the first question was Mentos, the Fresh Maker.
Yeah.
And then the last one was Lena. That's the first time we've ever done the Mega Minute and only gotten to two questions.
Yeah.
That's a new record. So at least a record was set. It just wasn't a positive one. So we'll take what we can get here. But the good news is that means you... caller 20 are going to win these tickets to New Kids on the Block, their Las Vegas residency on July 2nd. And you'll also be entered in the grand prize drawing where you might win those bar stool seats on stage and two meet and greet passes. So caller 20 right now, you get the tickets. 702-364-9400.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Blake Lively filed a motion on Friday to block Justin Baldoni's legal team from seeking out any communications that involve Taylor Swift. And they say that it's because it's irrelevant. Now, Justin Baldoni's lawyers, they had previously subpoenaed Taylor and her attorney, but then they dropped the subpoenas after Taylor's team said that they don't want to be a part of this. Like, they're totally out. Like, this whole situation, this Justin, Blake, Taylor, Ryan, everything. Do you guys care about this? Or are you just kind of like, eh? I feel like it's big news in the world of Hollywood. But at the same time, part of me is just like, I don't care anymore.
I would say in the beginning, maybe I cared a little bit. But then as it went on, there's so many levels to it. I get kind of brain dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I get kind of brain dead. Yeah, so much. But I can see why she did that, because just me forecasting, I would think that if there's something in those text messages, maybe that changes context.
It sounds like Blake went to Taylor and was like, I need your help on this. Mm-hmm. I need you to help, you know, force him to change his mind on this. So come in. And I don't know. I don't want to put words in the girl's mouth, but it sounds like, you know, when you have that friend that is really good at convincing people and you bring, like, you strike me, Julian, as that friend. Like, I feel like if I need you to help me convince someone to do something, I'd be like, Julian, come here.
I need your help.
I think you're the Taylor Swift.
I would definitely do that for you.
Are you good at convincing people to do stuff?
Well, some people, it depends. Convincing, nagging, annoying. It depends who you ask.
I've just noticed about you, you're very good at sweet talking your way into things.
I've just been myself.
And I like that.
I don't know if it's planned.
No, it's like, didn't you say you had a trick when you go to restaurants and stuff to get free stuff?
Well, I always try to like compliment people. Like, hey, how's your day? And sometimes people are maybe taken aback, like, why is this person being so friendly? But really, I'm just trying to like make friends, or at least be cool with people, because I'm probably going to see them once again. Like, I was doing it all around town over the weekend. I'm not looking for anything. I'm just looking to, I don't know, like, you know, be positive, I guess.
What is your take on Vegas so far? Like, you literally just moved here this weekend. You're getting your stuff settled. You're visiting some of our local spots, which I want to talk more about that later, especially the food spots. But like, what's your take on the people of Vegas? Are they friendly, or are they kind of standoffish? Are they surprised at your friendliness? What has been your experience so far?
Friendly extroverts. I love it. I was talking, I was at, was it Smoothie King? Yeah, Smoothie King, Southern Highlands. And man, me and this lady, we were in line. She was telling me all about the nutrients and why Smoothie King is healthier than the other places. She researched all of it. It was like a 10-minute conversation. Also, y'all drive fast. Now, I used to be a fast driver, but coming from Seattle, everyone, from my experience, is really safe, and they're really, like, they follow the rules.
Is it because of the weather, though, that they're safe, or is it because of the people, the personality?
I honestly think it's the personality and the culture, but here, everyone, y'all drive fast, and it makes me... I mean, I'll get used to it, but I'm a little nervous. So if you see like a yellow hatchback driving the speed limit, don't get mad, all right? Give me a couple weeks.
Oh, and also, I want to like give you kudos this morning. I got to tell you something. I was so nervous driving in this morning that you were going to take my unreserved parking spot that I designate as my own.
Yes, me too.
I was so worried you were going to park in my spot. And I literally turned the corner and I see your car. I was like... Thank God he did not park in my spot. I was so nervous about
that. So what happened when you came into here, Julian, when you parked? Do you remember you asked me a question?
Yeah, I said we're allowed to park underneath, what are those, like awnings?
Yes, you can park underneath these. But when I first came in, I was nervous too because we all kind of have these unspoken rules here at the radio station of parking spots. Everyone has their own spot. Mercedes has her spot. I have my spot. Ramon kind of has your spot, right? Like you kind of go back and forth, right?
Do you switch around, Ramon?
I don't know if you guys remember. I remember one time I got hit here.
Yeah,
that's right.
So I try to ignore that section of the parking lot out there.
Which part is that?
It's under the awning, isn't it?
Correct. Yes.
Oh my God, that's where I park. Oh, so I gotta be careful.
But sometimes our sister station's people takes my spot, so I kind of move around sometimes.
The fact that you have awnings is so cool, and it's pretty much for everyone. I used to work in Phoenix, and I remember like there was designated parking. There'd be a sign. I'm sure y'all have seen this. Salesperson of the month.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And special parking for the VP, and there'd be like little signs designated for that person. If you park there, obviously you get in trouble.
But we don't have that here.
You don't have that here.
We don't give anyone any accolades during the month.
There's no employee of the month. There's no employee of the year. We just say, hey, good job. Here's some Odyssey points.
Everyone is equal. It's amazing.
Well, I can't tell you how thrilled I was that you parked where you parked.
Yeah.
And that can now be designated as your unofficial parking spot.
Done.
You made my day.
Good job, Julian.
All right. We're running out of time. Let's see here. Let's finish up with this one. So... Tombstone Pizza. Have you guys had Tombstone Pizza
of course,
before?
Yes.
So they are fusing two bar food icons. They are introducing a new French fry style crust pizza.
Ooh.
So basically the crust is made out of French fries and it comes in two flavors, loaded bacon cheddar with pork belly. And chili cheese packed with hamburger chili sauce, red onions, and a cheddar mozzarella blend. They're hitting Walmart in July, only $6.49. What do you think? Like, if you could fuse your two favorite foods together, what would you create? Would it be delicious or would it be horrible?
When I first read this, I can't really relate to it. But if we're going to choose, I would say gyro and nachos.
Oh.
Yeah, that would actually be good. Gyro nachos, like put the meat on there and I like that. You're onto something there.
How about you?
I love nachos also.
I love nachos.
But I was thinking of like, and it's kind of close to a gyro, like Philly cheesesteak
nachos
instead.
Okay.
It's like, with the meat and the cheese and the peppers and all that and using chips to scoop it all up.
I would like chili. I love chili beans and I love pizza. So I would put chili beans on pizza.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
I mean, a heart attack, but it's fine.
I know. All of our cholesterol just collectively went up, but it sounds delicious. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I got completely bait and switched this weekend. I went to see Materialist. Have you guys seen the previews for that?
Yes.
I was thinking I was walking into some like fun, flirty rom-com with like designer handbags, maybe a dance montage or something like that. And nope. Did anybody else see it? 702-364-9400. This movie like completely threw me for a loop. It sat me down and literally like stared deep into my soul and said, okay, let's talk about the trauma of trying to find real love in modern day society.
Oh my God.
In a superficial world. It was not a rom-com. I'm warning you if that's what you're expecting. That being said, it was good. I loved it. I love me some Papa Pedro. Pedro Pascal, he is my favorite. But I did, I have to admit, I walked out a little emotionally like winded. I was kind of like, whoa.
Is it like one of those movies that made you really think?
It was just like, I wasn't expecting that. Like I did, I thought I was going to come out laughing like that was cute. And I was like, oh, that was like, whoa. You expect one thing, like light and breezy, and you got hit with like a plot twist to the gut. Has that ever happened where you went in expecting one thing and you got something completely different? A movie, maybe a trip, a date? 702-364-9400. And if you saw Materialist, What did you think? Did you feel the same way? Did you think you were walking into a rom-com and then you got that? I was surprised, but I still like the movie.
Did it hit your heart? Like, did it make your heart? Because I saw the trailer, and just the trailer alone made me like very emotional.
Yeah, it did a little bit, and I think it's because you see the reality of trying to find love in what really is a superficial world.
Yeah.
I mean, this world is so superficial, and it kind of opened my eyes. And I haven't been in the dating scene for years. I've been married for such a long time. So I guess it just kind of opened my eyes to what people have to go through and what the struggles are. And then speaking of dating, it brought up something really interesting, like your non-negotiables when it comes to love. Like in Materialist, it's basically about this matchmaking company, and they would go in and tell people what they wanted. And for women, the two non-negotiables for all the women were height and money. Mm. The guys had to make a lot of money.
Darn.
And they had to be tall.
No!
Hey, no! Don't go count yourself out, Julian.
Oh, but for men, it was face and body.
Oh, guys wanted
a pretty face and a banging body. And so what would be your dating non-negotiables that you must have in a partner? 702-364-9400. Before we get to that, let's talk to Sandra. Sandra, you saw the movie this weekend. What did you think?
So I walked in, you know, thinking it would be that rom-com. And I took my daughter, who had no idea. I just dragged her with me. She's 23. And she loved it. And I walked out like, what was that? Especially, I don't want to give it away.
Yeah.
But what happened to Sophie? Let's just say that.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
that scene.
It was like so, there's like a really traumatic thing that happens in the movie. You know, it was really sad.
Hey, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sandra.
No, I was just saying there's a lot of like, what in the movie?
I didn't see that coming, you know?
But just from the trailer alone, didn't you kind of have an idea of what this is going to be? Because when I saw it, I thought it's going to be like a love romantic type of movie. I didn't really get rom-com vibes.
I did. I thought matchmaking, this is going to be so funny. Like, there's, you know, so-and-so gets set up with so-and-so and wow, sparks fly. I don't know. That's what I thought. But
would you rewatch it?
Yeah, I liked it. Okay. I just wasn't expecting that. Okay. That's just not what I expected. But in the dating world, do you guys have any like non-negotiables when it comes to that special someone?
Yeah, I think everyone, aside from, you know, loyalty and honesty and, you know, things like that, for me, and I hope this makes sense, they have to have been through something. When I say that, I mean, just because it's how I relate, you know, whether it's, you know, maybe they had multiple jobs or they've been on their own for a long period of time or, you know, they've just gone through stuff. They've what I call experienced life. I would say that, and also having like a common goal. For me, I want to build with someone and have like a goal. Like I call it like intent. So by a certain age, this is where I want to be. If you can build as a team, like a true team mentality, then I think those are kind of my non-negotiables, to be honest with you.
But you want them to have like some sort of trauma in their life?
No. No, I just want them to have experienced things. If they kind of, and again, just my opinion, this is just me personally, if it's kind of like a shelter type of life, it's just something that I can't, it just wouldn't work because I've been there. It's just not relatable to me. I dated a girl one time and she's never lived anywhere. Matter of fact, still lives with her parents. And it's just when she heard that I have to move around for the jobs, it was so foreign to her. Do you understand?
It wasn't the same kind of lifestyle.
And to be honest, that's one of the reasons why it didn't work out.
You went like deep and now I'm really really thinking of mine. It sounds really silly next to you. Mine was must be a fan of Grease 2.
Stop. Grease 2?
Yeah.
Well, that's important.
You have to appreciate Grease 2 is either equal to or better than the original Grease.
No, you did not.
That's my non-negotiable.
And what does Matt think of this all this situation with Grease 2 and Grease?
Oh, he knows. He knows better. He knows that Grease 2, Rockahoo Luau, Cool Rider, Girl for All Seasons. He knows. He knows that that's what he's supposed to say he likes.
I love this. I love now that we're talking like this, I'm like thinking, okay, if you've never seen the movie You Got Served or Drumline, I'm sorry. We're not dating.
It's that serious.
That's important. It speaks to your character.
Julian, you're going to have a hard time with us. I mean, it's going to be a wild ride here, buddy.
You sure you want to do this?
I'm ready.
Well, we love having you. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, and today is the day. Welcome Julian to the show.
Yay.
Officially your first day. It's been so much fun already, and we're so happy that you're part of the show. And I feel like since we met, like we instantly clicked, and it's just, it's been fun having you on just for today. I'm so excited. We get to keep doing this every single day.
It sincerely, honestly, it means so much to basically just be on the show. I feel like we've been through a lot, you know, off the air.
Yeah.
You know, until then, to be honest with you. So,
well, yeah. You finally made the transition to Vegas from Seattle. And I've been watching like on social media and seeing how you've been making your way down here. And it warmed my heart to see you this weekend, like going to locals' places. Like you were living like a local. You weren't at the Strip and do, which is fun mm-hmm. sometimes, but mm-hmm. you were living that La Vida Local.
Yeah, La Vida Loca.
La Vida Local. So Vida so talk Loca. To us about like some of the places you've been and what you've noticed about Vegas. And it's so funny because when you first said you were moving to town, you said something that I could tell you didn't live here. You go, I'll be living in Enterprise. And we were like, what? And then I was like, Julian, nobody calls it Enterprise.
And no one calls it Paradise either. Don't call it Paradise.
So that we just wanted to teach you a couple local things.
Real quick, why is that though? If that's the name of the city.
It's really interesting. I'm not sure that I have an answer for you. It's just nobody
don't.
Calls it that.
Yeah.
And so but you're in like the southwest part of town, Southern Highlands area. So you've been going to a lot of places around there, right?
Mercedes, just so you know, it's called the Southern Highlands. I just want to educate you, okay?
Thank you.
This is my city.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Keep doing it. I love it.
Yeah, I've had a lot. You know, I just make it a point to try and support as much as I can. I like chain restaurants. I love all restaurants. The first thing I'll go to is Greek because that's my go-to. I think it's called The Great Greek.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Love that place. Went to Yanni's. Love that. I mean, I've had I went to Del Taco.
You don't have Del Taco in Seattle?
No, but we had one in Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it just kind of brought me back. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, Pineapple Park. Oh my gosh.
I've never been there. What is it?
It is Aloha.
Oh, really?
Oh, it is Dole Whip, but it's like, I mean, it's different iterations of Dole Whip. Like, I honestly didn't know there was different. They had, you know, they had different flavors. You know, when I think Dole Whip, I think pineapple. They had all these different flavors from strawberry, etc. It's just really good. It's just so, so good. I was telling Steph off the air, I just was there the other night, like at 9:30 at night, and I felt like a kid at a candy store, to be honest with you.
Oh, because it was open at 9:30 at night.
It was open. It just makes me happy. I don't know.
I love that you're doing like this food tour of Las Vegas. It's like some of these places I haven't even heard of. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I saw Julian try it. I'm going to have to try that now.
Le Café de Sud.
Oh, my gosh. I love that place.
I've never been there.
It's in Southern Highlands.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. They have such great pastries, coffees. Oh, my God. So good.
Beignets.
I never had the beignets there. It's pretty good.
Put the beignets in the coffee. Ooh. It's like we're in New Orleans.
I love it. Huh. I love it. We need to make a list of all the places that you hit in case locals haven't tried some of these places.
For sure.
What other places have you been to? Have you noticed any workers treating you right? Or maybe you got insulted somewhere, maybe?
You know what? No. Everyone is super cool. You know what's, and maybe it's just me, I just noticed, you ever go up to the counter, let's say, for example, I was at Farmer Boys, the one on Henderson, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. St. Rose.
By the Costco?
Right by the Costco, yeah. Right. And I asked the girl for like extra onions on the chili and just extra packets and stuff like that. And I'm not going in on the last city, but depending on where you go, they're more prone to charge you for it or give you at least a kind of sneer about it. You know, not feel too good about asking for extra anything. Here, people are happy to give you extra onions or extra ketchup, or I asked for extra. I was at Tacotarian as well, and they gave me extra. Check this out. Extra avocado.
Oh, that's, they never give that
no
extra.
No charge?
Just ask for it. What do you mean? Just ask for, and you know, just be nice about it. I mean, I
wow, I guac is extra. I learned that from Chipotle.
Yeah, same here.
That's extra, but some other places it depends. But yeah, I even got this Farmer Boys. I kept this receipt, and I think I got a senior discount.
How did you get a senior discount? Wait, unless you're a senior and we don't know it.
No, I'm not a senior. No offense if you are one listening, but I couldn't. I was taken aback, to be honest with you.
I'm really surprised. You look really young. Why would they give you a senior discount?
I have no idea. I almost want to drive back and be like, hey, listen, I appreciate the discount, but can you explain to me why? Because I was kind of, I can be honest, I was not upset at her last night, but I was upset at the situation. I felt really defeated.
That she gave you a senior discount?
Yeah, because I ain't no senior, Mercedes.
Maybe And she thought you were a graduating high school senior.
There you go. I like that. You should just bring a cap and gown everywhere
happy
you go.
Happy graduation. Or maybe she was speaking in Spanish and she thought you were a senor.
I hope so. Let's go with that.
There's got to be a positive outlook to this.
Yeah. Aww.
A discount's a discount, you know?
That's what a lot of my friends said. That's what a lot of them say. They say, just take it. So fine, I'll take it.
It's cool. So apparently moving to Vegas just aged you 20 years.
Yeah.
Or some.
All right, let's do this. It is time to win. It's time to play Heads Up. Up for grabs. We have your tickets right now to see Shakira. She's coming to Allegiant Stadium June 28th. You're going to be there when you win Heads Up. All you got to do is pick your category. And hey, Julian, you up for being one of the partner options?
I would love
it. Are you
Let's
ready?
Do it.
First day? You're not scared?
No.
You're not scared?
No, I'm not scared of anything.
All right, let's do it. You get to pick your category and your partner. And when you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to the show. Caller 20, you are playing right now. 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, our contestant is Chai. Your caller 20, Chai. Yeah. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's do this. We've got these Shakira tickets for you. I need you to pick a category. Do you want to go with High Voltage, Loop-de-Loop, Veggie Tales, Raw Fish, or Suns Out?
Suns Out. Sounds good.
Suns Out. Okay. First day of summer is Friday. These are all things that are associated with summer, okay?
Okay.
All right, now you get to pick who you want your partner to be. Do you want it to be me or do you want it to be Julian?
I'll go with you, Mercedes.
Okay, yeah, your old habits die hard. You'll get your chance, Julian. Don't worry.
Hey, Chai, good choice. Good pick.
All right, let's do this, Chai. 6 and 60 seconds. We got this.
All right, Chai, Mercedes, okay. Your 60 seconds for Heads Up. It starts now.
You put this on your skin so it doesn't burn.
Suntan lotion.
Not tan lotion, but it's white.
Oil?
It's a white type of. Let's pass. This is the person that saves you if you start to drown.
Lifeguard.
Yes, you might build these when you go to the beach, and they look like Cinderella where she used to live. Build a what? You know, you build them like with buckets and you stack them on.
Sandcastle.
Yes, yes. You might drink this. Country time this.
Kool-Aid?
Not Kool-Aid.
Lemonade.
Yes,
lemonade.
Yes. You might have a grill and have a little one of these while you're out there.
Hamburger?
Hot dog? No, the whole thing is called a what? A big
barbecue.
Old. Yes. You turn this on when it gets too hot in your house.
Air conditioned?
Yes, if you're going from one... darn it. Chai, I'm so sorry. We got, hung up. It was sunscreen. Sunscreen, not suntan lotion. Not suntan oil. It was sunscreen. I'm so sorry, Chai. That really put us behind the eight ball on that. We did get five, but just not enough to win. So that means caller 20, you get these tickets to check out Shakira when she comes to Allegiant Stadium on June 28th. Caller 20, you are going to get them right now. Just give us a call. Our number is 702-364-9400. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
There have been a lot of rumors about Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom breaking up. They've been going around for quite a while. And People Magazine, they are pretty much calling it right now. They say that their sources tell them that they're pretty much done. It's been breaking down for the last couple of months, not looking good. I guess they have different ideas of where they want to go in their lives. Katie's really, really putting a lot of effort behind it to push this comeback and her tour. They've been together since 2016. They did take a short break in 2017, but they got engaged in 2019, have a daughter, Daisy. She's going to be 5 in August, but this might be it for the two of them.
Apparently, from what I'm reading, it says that they're on different pages in regard to how they want their lives to look. It's easy for us to judge, right? But
yeah.
The first thing I thought is like, well, wouldn't you know like ahead of time? Well, I guess people change, but I would think at that point in their lives, not to mention their age, they would kind of know where they want their lives to be. Right? I mean, 10 years, that's a long time. Wouldn't you know maybe 5 years in, Mercedes?
There's, I think there's a lot of people that will shock you. Like, I don't know. I remember my friends, well, they were our neighbors, and they were married for like 30 years, and then they got a divorce. And I remember being absolutely shocked by this as a kid. Like, 30 years? Like, what happened in 30 years that would do that? And I don't know what happened, but it's like, I think people are just on different pages, and I think we always evolve too. Are mm-hmm. you the same person that you were 10 years ago? And do you think you'll be the same person in 10 years? You know, right. We all change. And to me, they seem like very opposite. Sometimes opposites attract, sometimes they detract.
And they've been engaged since 2019. And for them, no, I mean, that's been a long time. But that's a long engagement. What happened? Why didn't they get married sooner? There's a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And then just coming from divorced parents, I mean, my parents were married for 20 years. And then they got a divorce.
That seems like such a long time to be married. And then, like, what was it that made, and it's not our business, but yeah. you know what I mean? But it's like, what was it that after 20 years instead of like 5 years that made you say, oh, this is time for us to go our separate ways?
And I'll share that with you. And it's plain and simple. My parents, they grew apart. They didn't have the same goals. They started realizing they had different friends groups, and they just started living their own career lives, and they never really had time for each other anymore. And that's kind of what happened with them.
Well, hold on, Steph. This is after 20 years. 20
after
years
20
in, right?
years.
Nothing, I mean, if you don't mind me asking, there it was nothing major that happened.
No infidelities,
nothing scandalous.
No scandals, no. Wow. And there's, and I think that's why they're still friends today, because yeah. it ended so neutral. It was like, you know what, you're right. You have your own life. I have my own life. And they never came to that, like, the agreement, like, I want to change my lifestyle. They liked the lifestyle that they were heading into. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They liked the direction they were going in. Unfortunately, it didn't include each other.
Exactly.
So that's good that they had an amicable split.
Yes.
You know, that is really good. Mm-hmm. Also this morning, I don't think this is a shocker at all. Americans use more profanity online than any other country. Sometimes on the air too.
We try, yeah. We had to use a dumb button earlier.
According to this new study, the U.S. leads in swearing, followed by Great Britain and Australia. We saw a similar study about this a couple of weeks ago, and I guess just every time they check this out, the U.S. just blows everyone away with the amount of times that we curse. From 20 English-speaking nations, we are always number one on this list.
We are so desensitized to it. It is like such common practice. I'm not saying it's a good thing, but I look, at the end of the day, it is what it is, right?
Yeah, I know. I always get a little shocked, though. Like, my kids, they don't curse in front of me, but sometimes they need to say a word to get a point across. And so they'll be like, oh, and this girl, you know what she said to this other girl? And I'll be like, what? She'll be like, can I say a bad word? And I was like, go ahead. She's like, you're such a bee. And I'm like, it's always shocking for me to hear my kids say the word.
But
you
here's
know?
The thing. You said that they ask you.
They
it's
do
okay.
ask me, yeah.
So that comes from what? Upbringing, right?
I guess, yeah.
So,
but I know when I'm not around, they still say
oh,
it.
Oh, for sure. They're like, oh, mom and dad aren't around.
But they're cognizant enough to ask when
yes.
you're around, where a lot of people are just, it's just so much. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I'm not a parent by any means, but it seems like it comes obviously from where you stem from, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so too.
And do you guys curse a lot? Like,
I mean, honestly, but just from Julian's first day here, we've kind of cursed a lot on them behind the scenes.
Have you guys been cursing?
Now that I think, and I'm getting to know Julian, and I'm like, oh, he's cursing, cool, I'm gonna curse back.
You know, it depends on the situation, but if it's something that's really, sometimes personally I'll use it as to a way to get my point across, and I realize sometimes you don't need to use volume and certain words to get the point across. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm a work in progress.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I can't wait to hear cursing Julian.
Me too. Off the air.
Finally, this morning, for some people, riding a roller coaster is one of the most exciting things that you can do, and now you can do that and get a little snack at the same time. There's an amusement park called Kings Island in southwestern Ohio, and they have been dealing with these masses of cicadas, which have made their way to the surface for the next few weeks. They're everywhere. They're outside. The swarms Ugh. Are so dense. People are being warned to keep their mouths sealed shut while they're on the roller coasters at Kings Island, or you might get a mouthful of them. People are actually posting videos of the cicadas at the park on TikTok, and others are sharing their ride photos of people in their group with their mouths completely shut as instructed. Have you ever eaten a bug on accident.
On accident?
Or on purpose, I mean.
Yes. Remember I told you a few months ago I went to go visit an elementary school, and they said, one of the teachers, oh, Mrs. McDonald at, oh, it was an elementary school in Spring Valley. But anyway, she goes, hey, so what I'm trying to do is introduce the kids to different cultures of food. She comes out from her desk, a little sandwich bag. She brings it over to me and she goes, would you like to try a cricket or some type of cricket? I'm like,
really?
Yes. So I recorded myself. It's on our Instagram at Mix941 if you want to see it, of me eating bugs with a school teacher here in Las Vegas. It was not good.
It's
not
a delicacy in some cultures. It really is.
Have you guys ever eaten a bug?
Not on purpose. On accident, I have.
Yeah, I've had like a bug like flying to my mouth, but I spit it out.
Yeah.
I've never had one voluntarily. Like, oh my gosh, that looks tasty. Give me a cicada or two.
Yeah. But there is protein, I think, in cicadas.
That is.
If you
true.
Are looking for extra protein, just sure. So you know.
There's protein in a lot of other foods too.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, go on a roller coaster, get your protein, yeah. Have a thrill ride, and you're all good to go.
Multitask.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to tackle on Jerk or Justified, all you got to do is send us an email. Let us know what's going on. We will give you our honest opinion, and I can guarantee our listeners will give their honest opinion. You can email us through our website, mix941.fm. This one is from Brett. He says, hi, guys. I love hearing Jerk or Justified, and now I actually have a situation that I need some help on. I'm in a big fight with my girlfriend right now because I shut off my Find My Phone location settings while I was out at my friend's bachelor party.
Mm.
Let me plead my case for a minute. I didn't expect her to track where I was going, and I knew we were going to a few strip clubs, and that would make her upset. If she saw where I was, she'd call me every 20 minutes, and it would drive me crazy. So I shut off my location settings. She was supposed to be out with her girlfriends at night, so I thought she'd be too busy to even check. But apparently, that's all she did last night, or that night. She called me and I told her I was at a strip club, and she wasn't mad, but wanted to know why she couldn't track my phone. I told her I didn't know why. When I got to my apartment later that night, she was there, and when I passed out, she checked my phone and saw the app was disabled. She then accused me of doing it, which I denied, but I did. She said it was a form of emotional cheating since I didn't have my location settings on. Was I a jerk for turning off the location? I was only trying to ease her mind and let her have a good night. I know I'm a jerk for denying that I did it, but it was in the heat of the moment. I feel like I was justified because I wasn't doing anything wrong. I just didn't want her to worry. Signed, Brett. 702-364-9400 is our number. What do you guys think? Was he a jerk for doing that, or was he justified? He didn't want to worry her, you know? He was just trying to make everyone have a good night. What do you think?
I think they're both a little jerky. I think he's a little more jerker, if that's a word, than her. But it all, you know what it is? It comes down to trust. Obviously, you know, he's got a, what's what I'm looking for? He's got to play it safe with her. That already is an issue. So they're not being totally honest with each other. I think that could lead to more problems down the road. But yeah, I mean, obviously starting, you never want to start anything off with a lie. So yeah, it's a jerk, but she's also a little jerky as well.
Let's talk to Jessica at 702-364-9400. Jessica, good morning. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
Good morning. So in 2025, I don't like the idea of sharing locations, but I get that they were trying to be kind of ease the pain, I guess. So I think justified.
He was justified in doing it, that he was just trying to make things a little easier. I agree with you. I think the Find My Location thing, it's going too far. It's tracking everyone. And like, I look at the situation and he said he wants to ease her mind, right? But if you really believed you weren't doing anything wrong, why lie about it later? That's the part I don't get. That's where it gets kind of dicey. You didn't just shut off your phone. You also tried to gaslight her into thinking it glitched. Like, that's where it gets messed up for me, you know? That's not easing her mind. That's like Now she's like poking. He's poking the bear here. It just making it worse. Let's talk to Gerardo. Good morning, Gerardo. What do you think?
Good morning. They should be able to talk to each other. They shouldn't have to hide it.
Exactly, Gerardo. I like that. Exactly, because it all stems from the beginning, right? If he has to start hiding things, to me, that's a whole different problem.
Right.
Now, in a relationship, like if you're like in a new relationship, I kind of get it. But if you're going to be married to someone initially, I mean, look, I'm no saint. But at the end of the day, I feel like you should lay all your cards out on the table because, I mean, they're obviously not being truthful with one another, right?
Yeah.
At what point do you, in a relationship, give them that key to track your location? At one point do you say, okay, now it's okay? Because, like, right off the bat, I'd be like, no, yeah, absolutely not. Like, I don't even let Steph track my location. She tracked it for, I gave her temporary access, and I was like, turn it off, you know?
No, and I think it's because we are in 2025 where we have the accessibility of what people are doing, at what time, where they're at. And this is what's scary about this whole thing, too, is they're not married. They're only boyfriend and girlfriend right now. So imagine if they want to further their relationship, they have a lot of things to talk about and discuss and gain that trust.
Like, she wasn't mad about the strip club. And I wouldn't have been mad either, but I would have been mad. Like, why are you hiding something from me, you know?
Yeah.
So you're saying, Mercedes, you and Matt, you can't see each other's locations?
Oh, we can.
You can?
Yeah. I never use it, but you know who uses it? My kids. They stalk me all the time. Why are you at Starbucks? Can you ring me something? Like, they're always watching
and
where I'm at.
That's why she doesn't share her location with me, because I'll be like, Mercedes, why are you at Smith's without me? I want to be with you. Come on.
I know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.